This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Sam, I feel like it's 11:30. I got a glass of bourbon and a cigar in my mouth.
Oh, man. This is Atlanta music here.
That's smooth.
Uh-huh. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at 92.9thegame.com. Into the 10 o'clock hour, Sam and Garrett. Noel, other side of the glass. Garrett sitting in for Greg. Who I see, he sent me a picture. He's moving around. But you know what? He did go to Buc-ee's.
Of course he went to Buc-ee's. What are you talking about? He went for the brisket, man. You come for the cheap gas and stay for the brisket.
Cheap gas.
You know they don't have boiled peanuts?
They don't?
They don't have boiled peanuts. I stopped the last time I was at Buc-ee's. I'm a sucker for boiled peanuts on the road. I don't know what it is about it. I always stop off and get some boiled Cajun peanuts when I'm taking a road trip. And It's much to the detriment of everybody else in the car, but especially if I'm riding alone, I'm going to have them. But I stopped over at Buc-ee's, and I saved my stop to go to Buc-ee's because they got to have boiled peanuts.
Yep.
No boiled peanuts.
No boiled. Really?
Nothing. That's about
the only thing they're missing.
It's the Walmart of gas stations.
It is,
they
man.
Don't have like one of the biggest staples of gas station food.
Yeah, that's amazing. Tell you what they do have.
Peanuts, man.
They have clean restroom.
they
made clean restroom, and there's like 90 of them, and they're all clean. It's amazing.
It's so good.
It's an amazing thing.
Yeah. But it's so good. I love it.
It is there.
Because you stop off at some rinky-dink gas station over there on the side of the road. Who's no telling what's in there?
You know, yeah. I always say, and they got one. They got one, and it looks like a science experiment's going on in there. You know, right, you know what I mean?
And then you have all of the discarded ones that have something nasty happened, and it finds itself on the wall or something.
Hey, you know, but this place is spotless.
It's beautiful. You go in there.
It is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, then you can go get a Christmas tree on your way out.
Among other things that you don't need. But you end up leaving with, right?
The things I've seen people walk out of a Buc-ee's with.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
That's an amazing thing. Noel?
Yeah, Buc-ee's is why I had to get out the truck stop business, man. They're gonna put everybody else out of the business. I had to let the truck stop go.
Well, you know what?
Buc-ee's got the monopoly.
You know what they're doing, though? They're making those places have clean restrooms. You go down the freeway, now you see billboards, the places they stop here, clean restroom. That's the Buc-ee's effect.
Yeah.
You know, they may
that's beautiful capitalism at work right there.
Yeah,
raise the floor.
Yep. Everybody, right?
Look, if you have an expectation of what something's going to be, and every now and then it's just going to keep lifting it all the way up. And that's a hope, at least, I guess.
And that's their brand right now. You see that billboard saying Buc-ee's is 100 whatever miles or whatnot. You say, okay, well, we're going to hold out for 100 miles because we know, you know, if nothing else, we're going to get a decent gas price. We're going to get a clean restroom.
Good barbecue, but
they won't get boiled peanuts.
They want boiled peanuts, man. If anybody from Buc-ee's who works at Buc-ee's, get yourself some boiled peanuts, man. They're so good. Get some hotcakes.
At least for the ones in Georgia. You know, at least for the stops in Georgia. But you're in Georgia, we got to have some boiled peanuts.
I know. It's so weird. It was the strangest thing. But one thing, Sam, that's not super strange is the fact that Terry Fontenot and company sent a bunch of defensive coaches up to Indianapolis, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of Buckeyes up there in Indianapolis. Maybe along the route on that 9-hour drive up there to Indy. But look, this team has a lot of needs. This team has a lot of things that they need to focus on. Pass rush.
Mm-hmm.
You got linebacker position, which I feel like you might need to get some reinforcements in there.
Keep them healthy.
And then you have a secondary that's going to need some help. And Terry Fontenot, he was on with the station on the morning shift earlier this week. He talked about that draft strategy, considering the obvious, the glaring team needs that they have this fall season.
The key with best player available for us is the fact that you don't want to reach for needs. You want to bring in impact players. You don't want to reach for needs. But definitely understand what you're saying. It's clear where we have a number of needs on our position and on our team. And the cool thing about this draft is it is super deep on the defense. Like I said, we met with a bunch of those guys already on yesterday, and there's a lot of really, really good defensive players in the draft. So we got to take the best player for us, and you just never want to reach for needs. That's the key point with that. You want to keep making your total team better because it is truly a complementary game.
I think that this lends itself to they're going to draft a defender. I feel like they really are going to draft a defender, but it depends on what position we're talking about. Who is that best player? And I feel like there's going to be a run on pass rushers in this draft before the Falcons have a chance to get on the clock, right? Because this isn't a trade-up situation for the Falcons. They just don't have the assets. I mean, what are you going to trade? I mean, you only have 5 draft picks in this year's draft, and most of them, 2 of them are in the 7th round. You just don't have the assets. But if you look at the best player available, I think it lends itself to potentially getting a cornerback in this draft class, somebody in this secondary, bolster that back half and see what they can look like, and then you rest on your laurels a little bit on some of the guys you have already here, and then you can draft in the 2nd round. And for anybody out there who's slamming their car steering wheel, don't worry. This draft class at the edge position and on the defensive line is very, very deep.
Yeah.
You know, and the cornerback position, not quite so deep. And if you look at the best player available, and if you want to talk about it that way, Jahdae Barron from Texas, that's an All-American cornerback. Will Johnson, another All-American style player from Michigan. You talk about Benjamin Morrison, the Notre Dame cornerback. Those are 3 guys who you bring in either or any of those 3, and all of a sudden you're looking at that plus A.J. Terrell. That's a pretty damn good cornerback duo. That's
cool.
Going to lock down wide receivers here for the next couple of years. And then you hope that you see some of that progression from Ruka Roro, from Brandon Dorlus. Maybe Grady Jarrett sticks around in this instance or something like that. And then you go and find a JTT from Ohio State, a guy who likely he might push up into the first round. I don't suspect he does. I know Jack Sawyer, somebody who seems to be dropping down some boards. He's got some skinny chicken legs, but the production was there, and he's got some short arms, which doesn't lend itself to him being necessarily a successful pro. But look, I mean, he's a guy who won a national championship. He's a good locker room type of guy to have on your team, and I think he could be a day two type of guy. There is talent in the second day of this draft that you can go after, but the cornerback position drops off in a big way. So that's one of those things team needs. Don't want to push too far.
But you want to still get the pass rush was there. I know a lot of Georgia people are hoping that you'll mention Jalen Walker, someone that might be there. I think he's going to be gone by the time the Falcons there. You know, but a lot of people are still hoping we get that Georgia player that can be that difference maker and bring that pass rush.
Mm-hmm.
So he's one of the guys that we're watching. I still think that's the priority, but what do I know? Look at what they did last year, right? You know, you go in and you get a quarterback when you're not expecting it. I don't think that happens this time. I think this time that it will definitely be defense. It depends on which one you'll be. Will you go for a pass rush or will you go for a corner?
Yeah, it's all about those 3 words, man. 3 little words. Best player available. He's done it every single year. It's been very consistent with him. And in fact, he's gone the different direction than what I've wanted him to do every year. Not even player-wise, just position-wise. I mean, you start with Kyle Pitts. I wanted a pass rusher in that instance, or at least wanted a wide receiver or something like that. You know, go get a Jamar Chase or whatever. And I'm not going to sit here and relitigate all the decisions Terry Fontenot has made. That's not what I'm trying to do. But he has consistently shown that he wants to get the top player on his board. Drake London was that type of player. Michael Penix was that type of player. Bashawn Robinson, Kyle Pitts. I mean, these were all guys who ranked very highly for him. And I understand drafting for need in some level, but it helps when your need is basically the entire defense. You have needs all over that group.
Right.
So you can find somebody and make an argument for any position on the defensive side of the ball. That's where I come into a conundrum, though. What if they draft an offensive player? I mean, I do mock drafts all the time. I just have a good time with it, and I just try different things just to see who's there, because these rankings are constantly changing, and I just want to get to know some of these players too. But what happens if like a Luther Burden or somebody like that drops down? What do you do in that instance?
Yeah.
If that's a really talented player, somebody who could potentially be a top 10 pick, a Tet McMillan or something. He won't drop out of the top 10. I'd be very shocked if that happens from Arizona. But if he does, I mean, what if he's sitting there? You never know. And like that's where I kind of ask these questions from Terry Fontenot. Is it really best player available, or do you have to factor in some of your team needs?
I think would be, you know, you do have to factor in team needs. You have to, especially in the situation with this team, considering what you did last season. That's the thing. You've built the roster, and now you've had some success. You won one more game than you had before, but still, you know.
Negligible.
Yeah, either way it ended. But through the course of the season, there was that success that we saw that let us know what's the possibility, and you just need to show up those pieces on the defensive side. We feel like this team should be able to be a playoff contender from what we've seen. So, yeah, you know what you got your draft opportunity to get, and you know what you want, but you also know what is needed for the team, too. And I think this is a good opportunity to maybe depart a little bit from what you've seen in recent years with them and really say this is what we're going to do and really stick to it because this is what we need.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of directions that you can go in this draft, and I think that kind of lends itself to some of the excitement that I have for the prospects of the Falcons next year. If they can kind of build out some of these players, and sometimes you want as many bites of that off that apple as you can get. And Terry Fontenot was asking that same interview with the Morning Shift last week, well, what happens if they move back?
Our mindset has always been we want to come out of the draft with players that we are convicted on, that players that we feel really good about and there's a lot of passion about. When we have five draft picks, we do have to explore those ideas of moving back and of picking up more draft capital. And that's just going to depend on what's sitting there. We have to be smart about it, but whether we come out of the draft with five picks or eight picks, we need to make sure we hit on those picks.
This team needs picks, and it's not just because they need players. Sam, they need cheap players.
Yeah.
This is a team that's $6 million in the red, and you have a lot of needs. You need to fill out your secondary. You need another safety. You need another cornerback. You need potentially a center. You need another wide receiver. I mean, this team does need a wide receiver three. You need a pass rusher. You need defensive line help. I mean, this team has a lot of needs. I would be hard-pressed to believe that they pick 15. This is a team that I don't even know if they've traded back. I don't even know the last time they've done it. But I feel like of all the years, of course, you need a dance partner. That's the important thing. I feel like fans, when they talk, just trade back. Okay, fine.
Like but, it just magically happens,
you
just, right?
This isn't a mock draft where you just or Madden where you say this is on the trade block and then everyone comes swarming. That's not how this works. Somebody has to be willing to part with assets to go get a player that they want. If that player isn't on the board for them, then they're not going to do it. Like that's not how this thing works. You need somebody to dance with you here. But ultimately, if that dance partner does emerge, take advantage of it. You need those picks. This team needs assets very, very badly because if you have a young quarterback, you have a young roster. Bijan Robinson, like I mentioned.
Right.
Drake London, like I mentioned. Kyle Pitts, well, notwithstanding. But Michael Penix, these other guys, they're young, but they're on rookie contracts. So you've got to take advantage and strike while the iron's hot.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what we watch for as we continue to have the workouts today. I think we got what receivers and running backs are working out today.
That's what it looks like. DB's defensive line was up a little bit earlier. And I mean, look, I saw James Pierce run a 4.47. The big guys are fast. And this guy just right. Trey Amos just ran a 4.46 unofficial. These guys are fast.
Yeah, these are the DBs, man. You're going to see some speed merchants out there doing it.
Yeah, we talked to Rusty Manziel talked about it yesterday. He said these players need to make love to this turf. because people are so because it plays so fast. So people will go fast. That's why I don't understand. If you're healthy and able to run, you need to be running the 40 here at the NFL Combine.
Yeah.
Because the Indianapolis, it goes fast. You can run quickly.
And they are at it today. That is for sure. That is for sure. I mean, we're looking at defensive backs. Hope the Falcons folks are checking them out because that is a need for this football team. And who knows, maybe they see somebody that turns their head, gets on their radar, and they follow them back to their pro day, huh?
Maybe this guy right here, Jahdae Barron, DB.
Maybe so.
Texas. Yeah. I'd be very, very excited if the Falcons got their hands on a player like this. He's a bigger body. He's somebody who can lock down the other side opposite of A.J. Terrell. We would have one of the better secondaries in the NFL very soon.
We will see. We will see what happens. All right. Hey. Coming up later on today, Atlanta United will go to work up the road in Charlotte. And previewing it, we got Jason Longshore. That's coming up next. You stay with us on this Saturday morning here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatment to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Atlanta United looking to keep the winning ways going. They're heading up I-85 to take on Charlotte FC. Kick off today at 2 o'clock. Pre-game with Abe Gordon starting here on the station at 1 o'clock. And to talk a little bit more about this game happening just up the road, joining us from Charlotte, Mr. Jason Longshore. I hear it's a beautiful day up there, Jason. How you doing, buddy?
It is a beautiful day. I'm doing good. It's always a easy trip up here to Charlotte. I know a lot of fans are probably listening as they're making the drive up I-85, expecting a lot of red, black, and gold in the stands in what's going to be a really big crowd at Bank of America Stadium today.
Yeah, I've heard it's they're expecting upwards of 60,000 people. And I look, it's wonderful for the sport. They can stay away from our records and everything like that as far as attendance goes. But I think it's ultimately good for Major League Soccer. But look, you're up there in the Queen City, but the crown jewel from last season, Zaha. How does this team look to neutralize him in the wake of all these injuries at the fullback position?
Yeah, I think it's interesting with Wilfred Zaha, the big new signing for Charlotte FC. You know, a little bit of a pivot from Charlotte FC, actually, because they were chasing, you know, last summer and then early in the offseason, they were chasing one Miguel Almiron, who came to Atlanta. And it's a pretty good pivot when you can go get Wilfred Zaha, and he's going to be a factor for them this season. The thing is, today there's some question marks about how much he's going to be able to play. He didn't play in the opener. He was back in London. He came over from Crystal Palace, a London-based club, and his wife had their first child. So that, I think, believes that happened on Wednesday. So he was back in Charlotte on Thursday and got an afternoon session in, trained yesterday with the team, but Friday training sessions before Saturday game are generally pretty light. So he's been assessed. They'll have an idea of how long he can go. My hunch is if he can play 45, I think they start him in their home opener and get him to halftime and then see where he's at. If they're not confident that he can play 45, I think it's probably a 60th minute kind of sub in the second half to be able to give you what he can. Atlanta's just going to have to deal with it. You can't overcommit to somebody like him or Patrick Adjiman, another really good player for the Charlotte team. You know, you don't want to give up 1v1 situations in other parts of the field to overcommit to one of these guys. You've got to be organized, and I think that's the biggest thing that I want to see jump from game one to game two. Better communication in the back, better organization in the back. The first goal, I feel like everybody kind of got pulled out of their positions. And if this team does that, they'll be fine because they're going to put so much pressure on opponents on the other end of the field that you're going to disrupt them and take them out of their game. Lean in on that. That's the strength. Just be organized defensively. Be better organized and be better positionally.
Spending time on the waitforit.com online this morning. Always great to spend some time with Jason Longshue. He is social. You can find him at Longshue. You can find him at Longshue for everything, just everything soccer, but especially for Atlanta United as he will be on the call with Mike Conti later on this afternoon. Health-wise, how did we make it through last Saturday and this week? Who will be able to go? Who's a question mark for this afternoon?
Well, the problem is you made it through Saturday pretty good, and you got Derek Williams back in the second half of that game. He's in a pretty good spot coming into today with a good week of training, but you lost Ronald Hernandez to an injury, and that fullback position is an issue. So there's questions today. You don't get Brooks Lennon, you don't get Pedro Amador back. They are training, they're getting close. Lennon is, you know, more of a contact situation after the shoulder surgery. So fitness wise, I think Brooks will be in a really good position as soon as he's fully cleared on being able to deal with the rigors and the contact of playing. Amador's getting close, but he's not a full participant in training yet. Matt Edwards, I thought, had a solid day at fullback on the right side. You know, you want to see a little bit more from him going forward, and I think today's game will kind of open that door for him to do that, and hopefully he's comfortable enough to get higher up the field. It'll help the attack. But the left side's a huge question. You know, you have a couple of different options without Hernandez, without Amador. Luis Abram, we've seen him as a left back before. He's typically a center back, started at center back in the last match. He can play left back. He's not, you know, an attack-minded left back when he plays there, but he's got a great left foot, very solid defensively. And you have Dominic Chonqui, who's on a short-term call-up again. This is an Atlanta United 2 player who will be a future homegrown next year on the MLS roster. Just turned 17. He's been with the first team throughout preseason. I watched him closely in the second half of the Atlanta United 2 season last year. And what impressed me so much, if he's called upon today, what impressed me, and Steve Cook, the manager for Atlanta United 2, talked about it consistently, This was a player who just kept rising to the occasion. He gets thrown in. You know how it is when young players get that opportunity. You never know when the door opens. He took it. He kept other players off the field when they came back from injury last year. And every game, it felt like something got added to his ability, to his level, to his confidence, you know, to his understanding of the game. It just felt like every game there was something little that got better. And I saw it again in the offseason when he was playing with the U18 Academy team. He's been very good in preseason. He hasn't played in Major League Soccer, but I think he's done everything to put himself into a position to get the opportunity and to succeed if called upon. But man, doing that, making that debut on the road in front of maybe 60,000 people, that's a big ask if you have to do it.
Yeah, no doubt. Really. Yeah, but look, this team, I mean, of course, you talk about the attack, and you go out and make a record signing in Latte Lot. Miguel Almiron, of course, I mean, everyone knows about Miguel, but this team still is trying to build some chemistry. They're early in the season, so it's still plenty of time to do that. But you see the potential of what the attack could look like. But where do you see this potential going, like, as far as the chemistry goes?
Potential? I think it can be the best attack in Major League Soccer.
But I'm saying for this weekend.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's a process. Like, you know, how fast you get there, I couldn't tell you. I think it's very hard to put timelines on chemistry. This team, or that attacking quartet, let's just start with them. They've got 90 minutes under their belt. You know, you can practice all you want. You don't have a whole lot of extra practice time beyond that either. Let's be clear. But you can practice. It doesn't build chemistry in the same way that games do. So you've got 90 minutes. Pretty good 90 minutes when you get three goals out of that group. Mosquera coming on to give you the third one. But you're in a good spot that I think this is a group. And what I like about especially Miguel and especially Latte Lot, they're two guys who you're going to see free-flowing attacking soccer out of that group, out of that attacking four. And you can include Sleash and Click, you know, and or Fortune in that group. You can, or Muyamba as well. You can look at this, and I think you're going to see a lot of beautiful soccer from the attack. But what I like about Almiron and Latte Lot is these are two guys who can manufacture some goals too, you know, with just straight up speed, with straight up defending high up the field, forcing turnovers, pouncing on rebounds like we saw from Latte Lot, getting onto a set piece like we saw from Latte Lot on the corner. You've got the ability, while you're building the chemistry, to still score goals. I like that this isn't a team that's purely reliant on run of play, free-flowing soccer. They can go and manufacture some as well. You've got the right kind of attacking players who can give you both sides of that.
Spend the time on the waitforit.com hotline with Jason Longshore. Be sure and tune in later today. He and Mike Conte will be on the call up at Charlotte, up in Uptown Charlotte, they like to call it. We got a little chip on the shoulder because those folks kind of stole our attendance record up there. I don't think they've come close to it since, though, have they, Jason?
They do pretty well up here. I'll give Charlotte their flowers on that side of it. But there's some differences in having attendance records and having trophies. And that's a big one
when we
talk about Major League Soccer.
Hey, where are you? Facts
are facts, y'all.
Facts.
Facts. Also today, a good start. I mean, how important is it? I mean, still early in the season, there's some things you want to. Obviously, you like to see a fast start. But then, you know, you're still building your chemistry. Which one is better for this team at this point?
I think on the road, and that's going to be a really interesting element to today, is this team last year, you know, you go through it felt like three or four seasons in one. They really struggled on the road early, and then at the end, they were very good on the road, but it was in a very different way than you're going to see this team play in 2025. It was more defensive. It was more conservative because it had to be. That was just the nature of where this team was as they were down the stretch, you know, an underdog kind of roles with the players they had to work with. This is a group now that has the ability to come into people's houses and play their game and not deviate, not get defensive, and really try to play fast. You know, I think that's going to be a hallmark of Ronnie Dyla's Atlanta United is be on the front foot, be aggressive, really aggressive, especially defensively high up the field. and go into people's buildings and take it to them early. And then you can figure it out. And if, you know, you get a little bit tired, which you will in games, you have those waves of momentum and waves of energy. Okay, slow it down, keep the ball a little bit. That's something this team will need to get better at. But yeah, I'm expecting them to come out and try to play fast. I'm expecting them to try to start fast. And that can be really disruptive when you're the home team in this kind of situation. Go back to last week. Montreal didn't start the game fast. They started the second half fast. And that kind of disrupted everything. And Dylas talked about it this week. You know, it felt like a little bit of a sucker punch to the team. I think it took them some time to kind of get their wits about them. And they did. And they got the 3 points. But when you can be that road team and come in and immediately take it to the home team, especially in front of a big crowd like this, and it starts to get a little silent and starts to feel that murmuring in the building, You can really disrupt games. And I think that's what this Atlanta United team wants to do in 2025.
Finishing up here with Jason Longshore on the WadeFord.com hotline. Ronnie Dyla, obviously brand new head coach, but as far as formational changes and his willingness to be flexible with the way this team presents itself, whether injuries, substitutions, everything else that comes along with it, you do have the injuries at the fullback position. You talked a little bit about how there is some versatility on the backside, but could we see a formation change here just week two?
No, I think it's too early. I don't think you want to go there because, you know, you are still building a game model here. And that's, I think, another element that's, it crosses over to other sports when you think about how teams come in and want to play in their game, in their match. I think it's so early, you don't want to shift formationally just because you're still trying to get used to this, which is going to be a line of four defensively, a double pivot, two defensive midfielders behind a 10, two wingers and a nine. Now, inside the match, we saw it last week, they went to a line of five late and defended with that, and you can do that, and that's different. I think tactical tweaks in game, you'll see some changes. To start games right now, I don't think you need to, and I don't think you really want to either, because you want to get this team comfortable playing in the way that you're asking them to play. And today, you know, if it's Chonqui or Abram at left back, I don't think there's another solution there. I think it's one or the other. They've both trained there. They've both played the position. They can play it. You know, obviously, they're two different players, and they're different from Hernandez, and they're different from Amador. That's the thing about setting up that formation. We get really hung up on formations when I think it's more about the personnel in those positions. Abram would sit a little bit more, but also be maybe a little more secure defensively than the other options. Chonqui's going to get forward a little bit more. He's faster. He can cover more ground, but he's younger. So maybe defensively you want to make sure you've got a little extra cover for him if he's the guy. So there's adjustments within the shape, depending on who the personnel are. But I think you'd rather be there than change the shape and change the way that you play. So I don't think you deviate. If you have a lead late, maybe you deviate. If you're chasing the game late, yeah, you might go to a second forward. But those are more tactical changes in game rather than structural changes.
Fantastic stuff, Jason. We appreciate it always. You giving us a chance to get caught up and preview the matchup that's coming up later on today. Let's see if we can get that second win. First time on the road in this season for Atlanta United. We're excited because of what happened last week. We want to see the momentum continue. Like you said, everybody's in pretty good shape health-wise. Let's see what we do and go out and get a win today. That's what we're looking for.
Yeah, I'm excited for this. I should have sent in a request musically to play me out, but maybe you can use it coming into the next segment. I'm sure Noel's ready on the ones and twos. Give me a little Uptown by Prince.
Hey.
We are in Uptown Charlotte.
I love it.
There we go. All right. Nice.
Uptown Funk on that side.
Uptown L's. Hopefully, that's what we'll be handing Charlotte FC today.
Yes, we'll leave one there. Leave one back. We're taking one up there for him, and we'll just leave it for him. Nice little corner there, so he can see it when we're all done. Jason, thanks so much, man. You guys have a great call today.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right, that is Jason Longshore in Charlotte. Coming back, we're gonna wrap things up and get ready to hand off to Abe Gordon. He's next. Yeah, he's not going to run today. His race today is no biggie. He's going to run tomorrow. We're going to talk about that more we wrap things up on this Saturday morning here on Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929TheGame.com. It's Radio 929 and 929TheGame.com. This week we lost tremendous gift musically in Roberta Flack. And we featured some of her music this morning. This is the Fugees. Brought this around to a whole different generation that missed first time. And they performed it together once. They were doing it once, and Roberta Flack came on stage with them. It was a big, big moment, but quite an anthology of great music, timely music, and passed away this week.
Yeah, how cool was that?
Yeah, man.
I mean, she had an incredible career. Beautiful music, incredible pipes.
Yeah, man. Incredible voice. Amazing gift that we lost.
Just a sheer talent.
Yep. Garrett Chapman's been sitting in for Greg Clarkson this morning as we've been trying to figure out what Greg is. But like I said, I think we may have found him.
It's the Where's Waldo of Sports Radio.
Man, you know what? I'm going to show you a picture. I'm going to show you a picture I got here that he actually was brave enough to send.
Is it the soap opera? Oh, he's at the Buc-ee's. He always has that power lean, too. He's got that powerful lean forward. He does that every time. Look at this man. Oh, man.
Yeah, but he'll be here tomorrow. And like I said, he'll have an updated edition of the casting call. A chance for you to get involved in some of the productions. Who knows? You might end up short of one with Greg.
How about this, though? It's happening right in front of us, the NFL Combine. We've been talking about it throughout the show. Maxwell Hairston.
Yeah,
from Kentucky. The University of Kentucky just ran a 4.29 40. Oof. You talk about guys who were potentially ceiling, upgrading their draft status. I think he just did that.
Man,
4.29. Good night.
Out of a cannon, right?
Man alive, that's fast. That's for a defensive back. That is very, very fast. That's the fastest of all defensive backs at the NFL Combine up to this point. And it is an unofficial time, so we'll see if that holds. But 4.29, that's spectacularly fast.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. They're putting on quite a show up there. Is this what your opportunity is supposed to give? If you get a chance to go, to be invited, to be a part of it, you know, it's a chance.
And a lot of players don't do it. And I get it. I get it.
To some extent,
I get it.
You know, it depends on the position. And I think if you're from one of those conferences that televises all your games and they have a network that through all the week they're breaking down your everything you do, everybody's seen you. You can't say nobody's seen you. I still feel like the Combine is great for guys that maybe we haven't seen to go there and really, you know, put on a show. I think it's really big for them. But for these guys, especially if you haven't played a bowl game, you want to show what you've done with that extra time. You talk about the guys who had to play in the playoff. They played that 13th, 14th, 15th game. And if you didn't play in a bowl game to work out for this, it's time for you to show.
You know? And the thing is, it's like I feel like I was talking to Abe Gordon in the break about Shamar Stewart, and I'm talking to you as well. Just athletic freaks of guys who are guys who are combine warriors, if you will. And I'm hesitant to crown somebody a strong draft selection because they run a good 40 or they have a good vert.
No.
I think it's more you look for the glaring red flags, the ones where your arms are clearly too short. Like you look at a Jack Sawyer, the edge rusher out of Ohio State. You need to have a certain arm length. James Pierce is going to run into this problem as well from Tennessee. You need to have a certain arm length in the NFL to get a good pass rush out because these offensive tackles have such long arms.
Yep.
They can just grab you. They reach out, and if you can't reach them, then you're just you're squirreling around and you can't do anything. You know, and you have to rely on your speed and getting up around them. You can't get up into that body. And my biggest concern with some of those guys is they won't be able to get around. That is what I'm looking at in the NFL Combine.
Okay.
I don't really care.
Well, you don't have to run to do that. You don't run a 40 to do that.
That's the thing. It's your measurements and everything else.
Right.
But what it does do is if you do test really well, what I'll then do is I'll come back around and I'll turn on your tape and say, well, let me look at this guy a little bit differently. Let's see how he does this. Because, look, nobody's jumping squarely up in the air. They don't even have pads on, you know? There's football fast, and then there's speed fast. Like, there's track fast, right? And it helps if you're track fast.
Yeah.
But just because Jason Darius Hayward Bay is somebody who is track fast. And you know where he is now? He was drafted top 10 in the NFL draft by the Oakland Raiders at the time. He was out of the league.
Yep.
He had a cup of coffee over there in Oakland. And that was done.
Yeah.
But you get guys who get drafted and overrated and everything because of – or hyped up, I guess you will, because of how fast they are.
But also, this has no measure of heart.
It doesn't.
It doesn't measure heart at all.
Yeah, N'Kobe Dean didn't test super well.
How about that?
And he just won a Super Bowl.
But we knew about the guy's heart.
Yeah,
maybe
of
some other people questioned, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, because we watched him play on Saturdays. And I mean, there are guys who can elevate their stock. And if you're not one of those guys, like Travis Hunter has no business doing testing. Like, what is he getting?
Cam Ward
has nothing to gain.
You've seen him so much.
Yeah. You know, I don't need to see him throw a football.
Yep.
Really.
Because
I can turn on the tape and do it myself. You know, and if he really wants to do it his pro day, fine.
Yeah.
But
he'll be doing with some receivers that he's familiar with, that he's
exactly.
worked with.
But if I'm Jackson Dart,
yeah.
I'm trying to get up into the first round. I'm trying to get people to see me. I'm trying to be like, hey, I have those measurables of a potential franchise quarterback. And if it's the difference between moving in the second round or the first round or maybe the sixth round to the fourth round or something like that, then I'm absolutely going to be testing. Those are the guys who I think that the NFL Combine is made for at this point.
We'll see. We'll see who's up there. Tomorrow morning, we're going to have D-Led on.
D-Led? He was up there.
D-Led's up there.
He's all over the place, man.
And so we're going to catch up with him when he gets back tomorrow and see what his thoughts from what he was able to see there this week in his conversations.
Has he caught up with Kirk Cousins yet?
I think Kirk Cousins got a warning. Watch out for D-Led.
Watch out for D-Led.
They
were at the Super Bowl together, and D-Led was following around. Like, yeah. No media, no questions. Like, well, this is the media dinner. We're all here, and he's here. He's playing ping pong. And so I just posted
the
picture of Kirk Cousins playing ping pong or something.
Yeah,
it's like, he won't let me talk to him, but oh, well.
That's D. Led, and we will hear from D. Orlando Ledbetter tomorrow. Also, hope to hear from Adam Alexander tomorrow morning as well. He always joins us to talk NASCAR. NASCAR was here in Atlanta last week. Christopher Bell was your winner of the Ambetter Health 400. This week, they're going to be at Circuits of America's, the first road course event of the season. So we're going to have left turns, right turns, uphill, downhill. They're out in, deep in the heart of Timberland in Austin, Texas.
How about that?
That's where they're racing.
They're not just turning left?
No. You know what? And they've added more road course type competitions. People wanted to see a variety of racing styles. And it lends itself to different drivers who excel in that.
Do they still drive the stock cars?
The same cars, but they're doing the road race. As a matter of fact, the Circuit of America is where the F1, they have their race out in Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
But they've subtracted a turn. They added something different for NASCAR on that layout.
Hmm.
And so they're going to have more laps. It'll be a shorter, quicker race with more laps.
That actually sounds kind of fun.
So that's coming
up.
The Xfinity Series is going to race today. Cup Series will race there tomorrow. We hope to get a preview with Adam coming up tomorrow morning. We talked earlier about this being a big day for college basketball. We're working our way down to March Madness, and Tim Scarborough joined us early and talked about it. We talked about NC State and Georgia Tech at 3 o'clock today over at McCamish, right?
Yes, sir. Now, like, that's going to be a big game here for Georgia Tech. They need to get this win. I mean, they want to get up to that 500 level by the end of the season, if they could do that with a win here today. And look, Damon Stoudamire, it's a program that's building. It's a program that wasn't going to have all the answers this year. They had some depth problems, and that showed when look, you're playing guys for 40-plus minutes.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, you play guys a long time. And I think the games that I went, you probably had three guys who played 40 minutes. You know, and you're not going to win a lot of basketball games
You need
to have fresh legs, and it showed itself. But look, when the team did get healthy and they got guys back, that's when they started winning basketball games.
Yeah, because they had a short bench for a while there, man. They were playing like seven guys, maybe eight.
It was like Hoosiers bench right there.
Yeah, it really. It was a short bench. They made it through that part, and let's see if they get a win over NC State at home today. Meanwhile, Georgia's on the road tonight, 8 o'clock start against Texas. And this is a big win for them, especially with Georgia coming off a win over third-ranked Florida team earlier this week.
Yeah, look, this is a Georgia team that absolutely needs to win as many games as they can down the stretch. It's absolutely critical for them. If they win this one today, I think they're going to be in good shape, I think. But if you win this one, then I think all you really have to do is split your final two games with South Carolina and Vanderbilt, and then you should be in the tournament at that point. So I'm confident that they'll get at least one of these games. If they lose today, then I think you got to sweep your final two against Vanderbilt, which is no slouch.
Nope.
Let me tell you what. And this game against Texas is going to be a tough one too. But I'm optimistic for what that's going to look like. But the SEC schedule as a whole is fantastic today. Alabama and Tennessee, they play I think Kentucky's got a big
Kentucky's
game.
Kentucky's got Auburn.
Kentucky's in Auburn. Look, it's going to be a great schedule for basketball in the SEC today. It's been the gift that keeps on giving throughout the entire season.
And who saw it coming? Who saw this coming? You know, they would have this.
Who's the coach of the year in the SEC?
Wow.
I think that's a really difficult. I think Mark Pope is probably my guy.
Yep.
From Kentucky.
Okay.
Just because I don't think a lot of people expected Kentucky to be at the level that they're at right now. But Bruce Pearl, I mean, he's got the best team.
He does. He does.
I mean, Florida's doing really well. Alabama's doing really well. I think the best coach is out there with Nate Oates. I think he's the best coach in the SEC, but that's not what they give the award for.
Nothing for Rick Barnes up at Tennessee?
Rick
Barnes always does Rick Barnes things.
Rick Barnes is going to do Rick Barnes things, but Rick Barnes, his measure is not going to come in the SEC anymore. That's not where I'm going to draw his line of success, if you will. I need to see him win in the tournament. He has to win in the tournament. Of course, everyone's judged by what they do in the tournament in March, but Tennessee has been a very consistent regular season warrior who falters quickly in March. And
why is that?
I don't know.
You think it's a reflection of him?
And I mean, at some point it is. I mean, when it's become a consistent sort of moniker for a Tennessee team under Rick Barnes. It just is. Right. You know? And Bruce Pearl, I mean, you could say the same thing. I mean, Bruce Pearl has
got him to the Final Four. He got Auburn to the Final Four.
Yeah, you know? The same year DeAndre Hunter was drafted.
Yep.
How long was that?
It's been a minute.
7 years ago? I need to see Auburn find that level of success before I really crown them kings of anything. I mean, they go in an SEC tournament, that'd be very difficult.
Yeah.
13 teams in the SEC that could make the tournament, according to Joe Lunardi. That was last week, and could change after today. We'll see.
We will.
I'm fascinated by it. Nashville
is going to be interesting.
That's going to be a movie.
Nashville is going to be really interesting.
Oof.
To see what happens up that way. Well, look who's over here.
Is that Abe Gordon?
We have an Abe Gordon sighting.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's going on, dude? How are you?
What's up? How are we doing?
He doesn't have his running shoes on quite yet. He's going to be over there running one of those half marathons. What's happening?
Yeah, I got that tomorrow.
You don't want to run the one today.
It's a 5K.
Well, he's busy.
Yeah, okay.
I was here too.
Yeah. You know.
I am here. I will be here for quite a while today.
Yes.
You had a long day. What are you feeling for this game tonight?
For Atlanta United? For Georgia?
Sure. Atlanta United, yeah.
I'm feeling pretty good. There were mistakes made last week in a victory. You can shore those up, and the questions are going to remain at the back, as Jason Longshore mentioned. But this attack is going to be for real. If these guys stay healthy, they're only going to get better. And that is a scary, scary sight for the rest of the MLS. Miggy has taken a step back from certain physical aspects, but man, some aspects of his game have taken major steps forward. And it was apparent on last Saturday that he's still got it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's legit.
And I asked Jason about that question, about chemistry specifically, because I feel like Saba and a lot of these Alexi Marinchuk, Miguel Almiron might be one of the best players that those guys have ever played with, and he's moving in a different type of way. And then you have Latilat, who's going to be very fast. I mean, the guy's all over the pitch.
They just need to understand each other's games. There were a couple of times last week where they were in each other's spaces.
Yes.
And once they kind of figure that out, don't make the same runs against each other, stuff like that. Man, and I know people are calling them slam with Saba, Loth, Alexi, and Miggy. They're going to be filthy.
Yeah, they're going to be so good.
Wait, which one's the A? Is it Moranchuk or is it Almiron? Alexi or Miguel? I guess it can go either way, kind of.
I know it'd be last name.
Okay. It works either way. You guys get the point.
Yeah, I love it.
Right.
They're going to score a lot of goals, and they're going to be a lot of fun.
Hopefully a couple today.
Hey.
Yeah. How about that? A double latte. We'll take that, right, if we can get it.
I'll take what I can get. I'll take a win. Let's get 3 points. How about that?
All right. Abe Gordon, he's coming up in just a little while for you. We appreciate you being with us all Saturday morning. Garrett Chapman, hey, man, it's been a blast.
Hey, man, it's been a blast. It's been a lot of fun. It's always a blessing to come in here and work with you, Sam. Mike shot me a text and said, you want to come work with Sam? And I said, absolutely.
Well, I appreciate
it. No question about it. I'll do this anytime.
Well, I appreciate you stopping through. You're doing so many things, doing so many wonderful things here at the station and in other places where we're seeing you as well, man. And you're going to keep climbing. You're going to keep climbing.
I
see it all the time with you.
I appreciate you.
Thanks for the time today. Noel, on the other side of the glass, has been on target very well on the ones and twos, as always. You'll be back here tomorrow morning. Hopefully we'll get Greg back from Bucky's tomorrow morning and be with us here at 6:30 tomorrow until 10. And we'll see you then here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Have a winning Saturday.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5HourEnergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.